Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thursday, and it's the 28th day of December, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the climate basin, and a low of 39 and more showers. It's just raining and raining and raining and raining. But I guess that's better, well, in the mountains. It's snowing, it's snowing, it's snowing. So maybe it's better than having it down here. We got to clear your car off and do a day's work just to get down to the goddamn store. That being said, we'll be right back and we'll go look at some of the fucking alternate propaganda.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, let's go look at the controlled opposition Ministry of Lies. I don't know what the hell we're calling it again these days, but let's go take a peek. Okay, CBS host warns of black swan event coming in 2024. Huge numbers of people will die. I'm quite sure of it. I mean, they need something, and they need it now. Because they are fucking failing. I mean, they're outed. There's no other way to put it. This is by Sean Adol Tabaya, People's Voice, the Fox, the new Fox, the NBC, or the CNBC, the CNN. Here we go. I'm sure they got lots to tell us, and throw a little propaganda in there and a fat fucking wallet and a Porsche, and goddamn, they got to do it. CBS. Oh, it starts out CBS News. Here we are, people. Face the Nation host Catherine Heritage has warned the public that an imminent black swan event is set to occur in 2024 that will lead to a larger number of deaths. Yeah, what are you going to release on us today? Heritage, the wife of a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force, warned that in 2024 may be the year a black swan event. This is a national security event with high impact that is very hard to predict. TheBlaze.com reports statistician and former option trader Nassim Nicholas Taleb popularized the term black swan event in the 2007 book Black Swan. Taleb defined the term thusly: First, it's an outliner as it lies outside the realm of regular expectations because nothing in the past can convincingly point to its possibilities. Second, it carries an extreme impact. Third, in spite of its outler status, human nature makes us connect or concoct explanations for its occurrence after the fact, making it inexplainable and predictable. You know, we've had a lot of them, ain't we? The September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. September 11th. Are you saying these fucking happened, people's voice? Huh? Is this your propaganda shot? Throw that fucking in there. You'll never get people to believe it, you son of a bitches. The rise of the internet, the personal computer, the breakdown of the Soviet Union and the Pacific tsunami of December 2004 apparently qualified as black swan events. So you got one black swan up event here. It's nothing but goddamn fucking propaganda, people's voice. Is your fucking Porsche running good? According to Taleb, the term is not, however, a catch-all term for any bad thing that surprises us. For instance, the statistician told the New Yorker that the COVID-19 pandemic was not a black swan event because it had been wholly predictable. You're saying there was a COVID-19 event? You're saying COVID fucking exists? People's voice? You fucking cheap fucking propaganda shield cocksuckers? Why are you printing it up like this? Why? COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never fucking existed. There was no fucking pandemic. It was a black op fucking red flag fucking event, period. It was not a black swan because it had been wholly predictable. It did. Heritage told the other CBS News panelists Sunday there were a number of concerns that factored into the DART prediction, including that this sort of enduring heightened threat level that we are facing, the wars in Israel, also Ukraine, and we're so divided in this country in ways that we haven't seen before. And I think that just creates fertile ground for our adversaries like North Korea and China. Yeah, come on. I'm going to start crying about this fucking problem. I'm worried. I'm giving up. I'm just fucking giving up. You put up North Korea and stuff. You fucking got, you're CNN. You're fucking Fox. You're driving Ferraris, you son of a bitches. And it's divided, so divided in this country in different, in the ways that we haven't seen before. 1%. It's divided, a bunch of homosexuals, a bunch of goddamn transgenders, a bunch of fucking pedophiles, 1%. That's how divided we are. The rest of the fucking people, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with the rest of the people. Maybe they are. Maybe they're taking this shit on. These motherfuckers are sure backpedaling and fucking trying every fucking angle they can to fucking try and convince us, even this new media they got on the goddamn internet. When they removed the regular fucking internet, our internet that we the fucking people built, you motherfuckers. The three regimes Heritage referenced have all expressed anti-U.S. Yeah, I'm fucking North. Here we go. And fucking remember how many times that fucking they put up that fucking fucking whatever, Kwan Moon, whatever the fuck his name is. And they, oh, we're going to get us. They're going to get us. Whenever they needed a distraction, they went straight to fucking North Korea, and they're still doing the same things. Fuck you. Do it. Do it, you motherfuckers, and see how it turns out for you. The three regimes Heritage referenced have all expressed anti-U.S. sentiment. I'm telling you, news for you, there's anti-U.S. sentiment around this fucking world because we're back in genocide and fucking goddamn Israel. We're fucking trying to fucking make it blasé that it don't matter. I mean, fucking we become acquiesced to it, and we got no problem with it. I mean, it's entrenched. It was a bit in the beginning. I mean, we had to condemn it, and U.S. sentiment in the recent months and evidence the wherewithal to adversely impact American interests. You know what American interests are? The fucking international corporate mafia and their thieving motherfuckers going to other people's lands, our land, and stealing our fucking resources so that the 1% can fucking not only survive but thrive while the rest of us can be put in the fucking ground or burned. China, which continues to deepen its ties with Russia and seeks to displace the U.S. on the world stage by 2049, says who? This is just more fucking propaganda, isn't it? People's Voice. You know, you guys should join up with them. They got to be making fucking bank. They'll come out there. They're not even playing around anymore. This is like fucking watching goddamn CNN or watching fucking goddamn Fox, depending on which is more stupid on the right side of your head or on the left side of your fucking head, or your whole head is just fucking stupid. Has grown increasingly antagonistic toward the United States in recent years. Oh, my goodness. Here we have something else to think about rather than the fucking fact that they're goddamn killing us all. The communist regime has subjected Americans to intimidation and coercion campaigns on U.S. soil, aerial threats by People's Liberation Army fighter jets, bombastic threats over political visits, Taiwan espionage and political destabilization efforts by communist agents, a deadly influx of fentanyl via its more informal Mexican cartel partners and hacking campaigns. Then why in the fuck are you selling our goddamn growing lands to the son of a bitches? Why are you in bed with them fucking goddamn international corporate mafia, United States fucking corporate fucking mafia? Why are you in bed with them? Why do you love them so much? How many reports have we read, people, in this propaganda shit? Oh, that's the model they're looking for, is fucking the Chinese, because they fucking are totalitarian military regime capitalist motherfuckers, aren't they? North Korea's communist regime threatened to preemptively launch a nuclear strike on rivals after conducting an international ballistic missile test earlier this month, reported the Associated Press. And our fucking submarines would wipe North Korea off the fucking map and China. Don't try. I mean, this is after Christmas. Boo. Get scared. Don't look at the fact that don't start counting how many millions and probably hundreds of millions across the land that we've killed with the fucking kill shot, with the goddamn fucking biological kill agent. Don't look at us. Don't look at our murdering asses and call for our fucking hangings. You got to better worry about North Korea. No, we're not worried about North Korea. We're about we're worried about you, you sons of bitches. The Associated Press, Iran. Oh God, here we go. After Iran again. They're just always after us. Wonder why the fucking world hates us. Wonder if it's the same reason the world hates the fucking Jews and hates Israel. Wonder. We pay for the fucking bombs. We build the fucking bombs. We build the tank rounds. We build the shit so that they can come in and commit fucking genocide. And it's sanctioned. That's not our government sanctioning it. It is the United States Corporation. And the motherfuckers should be all put up against the wall. And everybody that knows anything about anything knows that. Iran threatened last week to seal off the Mediterranean Sea if the U.S. and Israel continue to commit so-called crimes. Listen, this is your people's voice. So-called crimes in Gaza. It's fucking genocide, you motherfucker. And you don't, the people, I guess, that would join up with this would join up with Alex Jones. You're a bunch of fucking cowards. This week could stop this in one fucking day if it weren't for you fucking cowards. You sick in the head little punk bitch motherfuckers. Instigation of a negative impactful event by one or more of the hostile nations identified by heritage would not be wholly unpredictable, meaning according to Taleb's definition, such would not qualify as a black swan event. A dirty bomb that the fucking Jews blew up in the fucking country and blamed it on the fucking Arabs would, though, wouldn't it? Despite heritage's allusions to the anti-American triad, some critics on X suggest that the CBS correspondence, you were CBS, ABC, we're right back in it, people. This is the fucking propaganda ministry, and they have taken over your fucking internet. Make sure you understand that everything that's being pumped at you has been fucking gone through the fucking think tanks. They think that they can fucking trigger your old fucking programming, get you to believe any of this shit. And if you do, you're a fucking retard. correspondence was simply priming the pump regarding the predictable election year. Fuck. Yeah, there we go. Here we go. Election year. There ain't no fucking elections in this goddamn country. There never has been. Selection and fucking placement. That's what you'll get. That and whatever they decide to do to your fucking worthless fucking asses, because you will not stand up and you will not fight for your fucking rights that are abso-fucking-lute under the unalienable law of December 15, 1790. You won't do it. So you get what you fucking deserve. The election year event that might preclude former President Donald Trump from possibly retaking the office. God damn, I thought he's a pedophile, the less kid. Now what are we going to do? The CBS News. See, here these son of a bitches are. This is like I said, this is like fucking watching Fox. I'm fucking the fucking stupid box. The CBS News correspondent Robert Costa, also on the panel, left up to the immigration, that's what it says, left up to the immigration following Heritage's prediction with the suggestion that the GOP might face a crisis if Trump is convicted of a federal crime. That should fucking boost his resume, shouldn't it? Another panelist piled on by suggesting the Supreme Court is not going to save Donald Trump from the criminal trial. This is just fucking rubbish. Fucking, we used to have a fucking internet, people. We used to have a wild-ass fucking internet, and we were getting them at their goddamn roots. We were ripping these fuckers out before they could even get their goddamn roots sunk. Now, they through their fucking theft of our fucking wealth and use of that wealth to take over our fucking internet we fucking created, hand it over to their child. It's another thing about, I'm talking about China being a problem. How come you handed our fucking internet over to them, you motherfuckers? Huh? Tell me, Obama. The mediator for the CBS panel, Margaret Brennan, wrapped up the roundtable conjectures by stating, anyone who tells you what is going to happen with this election and how it's going to play out over the next year is selling you something, because they are just too many different variables that all of us are tracking and all of us are weighing. But it's also why none of us will sleep very much in the next few months. I don't sleep much anyway, but I'll sleep the same as I did. Your fucking propaganda horse shit doesn't faze me. Not one tiny little bit. And your fucking phony ass fucking election, what might happen is it might not happen. If the American nationals get together on that one fucking piece of paper, the only thing that can fucking save us, the only fucking prayer we have, get rid of your goddamn fucking differences. Get rid of your fucking lust for gold and silver, because you ain't going to get it. They're going to fucking take it from you, stupid ass. Get on that fucking page and enforce that, son of a bitch. It's not only your right, it's your fucking duty. Oh, there's Catherine Heritage, that fucking cunt. I mean, she's had enough facelifts. She's probably got a yard of fucking goddamn skin hanging off the back of her neck. Did you know that in 2009, Bill Gates experimented on Indians through non-consensual clinic trials? Most of the victims were little girls, and this is a fucking video, so we can't go no further than that. But yeah, fucking, why would I be surprised at something like that? Why? He's wanted in goddamn Africa for crimes against humanity, for sterilizing fucking women, telling them it's for fucking typhoid. What, isn't he? Am I mistaken? Jeffrey Epstein was a fake billionaire set up by the intelligence service. His private island functioned as a massive child sex trafficking ring that was used to collect blackmail on the global elite, billionaire celebrities and politicians, etc. Now, you know, this is a long son of a bitch, and I'm not going to sit there and watch the whole fucking thing. I know what Jeffrey Epstein is. But to say that he was put in place, you know, the bottom line is, these elite, these billionaires, these celebrities, these politicians, they had to be fucking pedophilic motherfuckers to go for it, didn't they? The honeypot fucking isn't no good if the fucking, you don't want the fucking honey, right? You don't want to booger little fucking kids. The goddamn kid boogering operation can't get you, can it? That just shows you that you don't rise to the top unless you are fucking the most worthless sons of bitches on this fucking planet. Treasonous, dog shit eating bastards, actually from all around the fucking world, because we're not fucking, there is no goddamn law to control who's sitting in our fucking public buildings thinking that we're their fucking 14th Amendment subjects. Well, we're not. You will hear from me on my way out, you motherfuckers. Biden tells Congress he launched airstrikes in Iraq to deter further attacks. And this is pretty interesting, people, because you know what? You know who, when they were doing them attacks from Iraq, you know where the weaponry came from? Anybody out there know where the weaponry came from? We fucking left the fucking goddamn enough weaponry to fucking put one of the largest armies on the planet together, didn't we? Did it in Afghanistan, too. Those are going to fucking kill Americans stupid enough to join the fucking international corporate mafia fucking mercenaries. That's all in the hell they are. They're not fighting for freedom and liberty. They're not fighting for our people. But, yeah, Biden tells Congress he launched airstrikes in Iraq to deter further attacks. But then when you go to say, oh, shit, malicious. Well, is that who's driving those American tanks? Is that who's using those American drones? Is that who's fucking using those American fucking missiles? Is it? Because we saw them all there when you fucking packed up and booked, huh? And we saw the Apache helicopters. Don't fucking forget it, people. Something to drink here. Fucking treachery makes me thirsty. All right. It's by Dave DeCamp, NAWAR.com. Let's see how NAWAR he is today. In a letter to Congress, President Biden, he ain't president of shit. He's a fucking CEO of a fucking goddamn monarchical corporation, plain and simple. He launched Christmas Day airstrikes in Iraq to deter further attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, but the attacks have continued since then. Yeah, and fucking when the missiles shot, you know, just like when they went to get the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, all that sarin gas, what did it have at all, having familiar? What did it all have that was the same? That's right. On the side of it, it said USA. Because that's the only fucking thing they found. It wasn't in the yellow cake uranium. How in the hell can you mistakenly think you have yellow cake uranium when you're at the highest echelons of what's supposed to be a government? I know you're not. You're a fucking corporation. But what's supposed to be a fucking informed government? I don't know. The Pentagon said the airstrikes targeted three facilities used by Kate Taeb Hezbollah. I love speaking foreign languages. One of the main Iran-aligned militias in Iraq and came in response to an attack on a U.S. base in Erbil and wounded these three troops. The Iraq government slammed the U.S. for carrying out the airstrike, saying the bombings killed one serviceman and wounded 18 people. And just because they said, well, they fired something at us, I don't believe, if we would believe anything these son of a bitches would say to you, you're a fucking fool. A straight up fucking, just go ahead right stupid on your fucking forehead and walk around so people know. And you know how you could prevent all this? How we could, these killings could have been prevented? The killings in fucking goddamn Syria, all of it. Not fucking be there because it's none of your goddamn business. Let them fucking kikes take care of their fucking selves. Let the goddamn water settle on its to level on its own fucking accord. When you keep propping up these motherfucking monsters, these goddamn kite cock sucking son of a bitch and pig shit eating motherfucking genocidal bastards, they're committing genocide. Hey, you know, over your Christmas, did you enjoy your Christmas, people? Did you enjoy your Christmas? I saw one comment. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it might have been Galen saying, think about the fucking Palestinians. I wonder how many were killed over Christmas. How many had their homes fucking bombed? How many were fucking little? How many little kids were killed? How many fucking pregnant women were killed? While we're pumping tens of thousands of fucking goddamn south of the border, son of a bitch, in third world fucking fighting men age, fighting age men into our goddamn country, huh? How many? On the night of December 25th, 2023, at my direction, United States forces conducted discreet. What is a discreet airstrike? Do these motherfuckers think that we are that nimble in the head? A discreet strike against three facilities in Iraq when a fucking bomb comes through the fucking air, a missile, a fucking bomb from a plane. That's not discreet. Unbelievable. Discreet strikes against three facilities in Iraq used by not allegedly used. Now, you remember People's Voice. Who is this People's Voice still? No, this is anti-war. They always start it, too. They always start it, too, people. Let's see where we find discreet. Discreet strikes against three facilities in Iraq used by Iran affiliate groups for training, logistics, support, and other purposes. How do you know this, antiwar.com? Do you have the documentation to prove it? Do you have the film footage to prove it? Or are you just rattling off the fucking propaganda that gets you that fucking Porsche with the goddamn sheepskin fucking seats, motherfucker, huh? Biden said in his letter to Congress, the strikes were taken to deter further attacks and were conducted in a manner designed to limit the risk of escalation and minimize civilian casualties. And then right after that, writer of this, you're supposed to be a fucking real journalist, but I don't believe a fucking word of it because they ain't never told us the fucking truth once. Why should they do it over this fucking little matter? Al Mayadeen reported that since the U.S. strikes were launched, the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Shia militia, have claimed five more attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. An attack on Wednesday again targeted U.S. troops based in Erbil, Iraq. I don't believe you. Prove it. Antiwar.com Incorporated. You guys driving nice fucking cars? You sitting on fat fucking wallets, are you? Prove it. Where's the documentation, son of a bitch? Where's the footage, huh? You're nothing but another propaganda outlet fucking for so-called controlled opposition. You know, I mean, you're selling shit. You're picking up little pieces of shit, and you're shitting big piles of fucking shit. Biden said that approximately 2,500 troops based in Iraq are there under the 2001 authorization for the use of military force, which was passed in the wake of 9/11 on paper. U.S. troops are stationed in Iraq to assist the Iraqi government in its fight against ISIS. They used to be, you know, they'd wait 10, 20 years before they'd do the same thing over again. Now it's just 2 or 3, 4, 5 months, and they're doing the same. ISIS is a problem again? I thought we'd taken care of fucking ISIS. No, we got to fight ISIS. You're going to take some more fucking artillery, some more goddamn gunships, some more fucking goddamn tanks, some more fucking missiles, and take them to Iraq and help out that Iraqi government that you fucking armed to the fucking teeth before you fucking flew out of there like the bitches you are? A group that did not exist when the 2011 AUMF became law. Biden also claimed that he could bomb Iraq using authorities granted to him in the Constitution. There is no fucking Constitution, you dirty fucking piece of treasonous shit, and you know it. You have zero authority in this country. The people never granted you nothing, never granted anybody in that goddamn Masonic Constitution a goddamn thing, excuse me. Nothing. You were never granted any power, and you know it. The only power granted was by the people to themselves in the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. We're the supreme judicial authority here, and we're being punked like fucking the punks we fucking are. Enough of this shit here. Go back over here. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah,
a murder with nothing to show. The judge, your constipation, go to his head. Wife, aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Looking loser, you played with my gun. No school to face a lawyer to get you undone. They love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are needed. We appreciate it. And you can do it. We know everybody's getting fucked. We're all getting fucked. We still need help. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and of course, that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Hey, Hogjaw, why don't you go give some? We're taking it up the fucking ass. We're taking it and down, crammed down our fucking throats so it's coming out our fucking ears. Come get some. They're here. Time to give some. Where were we? Back to fucking brass tacks. Let's see what else goofy shit they got here. Senior White House or senior World Economic Forum official, dangerous conspiracy theorists must be banned from the internet. Come do it, motherfucker. This is from Baxter Dimitri, the people's voice again, people. Let's see if we can find any propaganda in here. A senior World Economic Forum official has called for so-called conspiracy theorists to be banned from accessing the internet due to their dangerous theory that a cabal of elites control the world. No. You mean somebody's out there saying a gang, a fucking international corporate mafia cabal controls the world led by the fucking goddamn kikes, the fucking guy, you know, the Rothschilds, the royal fucking families? Damn. They should be stopped, that a cabal of elites control the world. They sure as fuck do. I'm saying it, motherfucker. Yuval Noah Harari, also known as the prophet of Davos, who serves as Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, condemned the theory that a shadowy elite of billionaires and globalists control the world at anti-Semitic and dangerous. Well, it is. You come out and you say it. We're controlling the fucking world. You're going to have less. We're going to have more. We're going to put you in fucking outdoor fucking prisons. We're going to kill you off. We're committing goddamn genocide on you right now. You say, oh, that was conspiracy theory or something. Don't repeat what they said or you'll be talking conspiracy. During an appearance on the Lex Friedman podcast, Harari claimed, excuse me a second. Sorry about that. During an appearance on the Lex Friedman podcast, Harari claimed that the global elite theory is attractive because it's very simple. Fuck. No, because it's in your fucking face. Come on. See, you don't think this is fucking CNN and fucking goddamn CNBC and fucking Fox. You don't think it. You don't just see that. Goddamn, they're standing on our fucking feet. The muddy elephants, not only in the room, it's clear full of fucking muddy elephants, and our heads are sticking up one of their asses. Jesus Christ Almighty, what do you fucking people need? You're going to listen to these cocksuckers, these third-rate motherfucking Porsche-driving fucking punk bitch necktie motherfuckers? Go ahead. God, Harari claimed, you know, you fucker. The global cabal theory has many variations. No, it has one fucking variation. It is what it is. International corporate mafia, motherfucker. But basically, there is a small group of people, a cabal, that secretly controls everything that is happening in the world, Harari said. Have you seen that, people? Have you seen a small cabal financing the fucking goddamn... Well, telling you. Well, yeah, we're going to get rid of you, man. Klaus Schwab, you know, yeah, you guys are going to have to learn to live with less. The king of fucking England fucking sitting up there fucking... The globalist cabal theory has many variations, huh? All the wars, all the revolutions, all the epidemics, everything that has happened is controlled by this very small group of people who are, of course, evil and have bad intentions. And also all the world's worth, don't they? They have all the fucking goddamn wealth in the world, too. 1%, right? They got that because they're such honest, fucking decent, upright fucking people, and they worked hard for it. You can see the blisters on their fucking hands. No, that 1% exists. You're the ones that outed yourself. You thought you could fucking just do it and people would fucking bow down to you. Wrong. Now people want to fucking string your fucking act. Treasonous, low life, international fucking genocidal fucking asses up. And now you get your fucking boys here with your goddamn so-called alternate media fucking not just saying this is bullshit, which they fucking know. You know it's bullshit. Who did this fucking thing, man? What we got here? The people's voice again. Bullshit. It's supposed to be the people sending in. Are you people that stupid? Are you fucking even listening to this crap? The global control theory has many variations. All the wars, yes. This is a very well-known story. It's not new. Yeah, it's very well-known because they fucking came out and tell you. They come and tell you to your fucking face. They're out there bragging about it. How can you fucking ignore brag? They're the ones fucking saying it. Oh, don't you accept that? That's a conspiracy theory. If you can, no, because you've been fucking busted, and we're saying we're not afraid of you. We're going to rip your fucking guts out. That's the problem. And the people have become more defiant, more militant every fucking day. We're getting ready to rip that 1% out by the fucking roots and get rid of that son of a bitch and have peace on this fucking earth. We're going to do it. The people are sick of you motherfuckers. You got it? You outed yourself. Don't act like we people made this shit up. You sit right there and you fucking do it right in our face and then brag about it. The genocides in fucking Palestine. I guess we fucking made that up too, huh? And that wasn't the fucking Jews doing that. I think it was the Irish that was doing that. They're bad old Irish. All right. This is a very well-known story. It's not new. It's been there for thousands of years. It's very attractive because, first of all, it's simple. You don't need to understand everything that's happening in the world. You just need to understand one thing. The war in Ukraine, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, look what these cocksuckers are calling genocide. People's voice, your shit, your shills, your Jew-ass-sucking motherfuckers, that's what you are. The Israeli-Palestine conflict, fucking goddamn genocide! And I'm going to scream it. Everybody should be screaming it. These motherfuckers are trying to gear it down. Genocide! You're killing every fucking one of them. That's called genocide. Look it up in the fucking dictionary and see if it says conspiracy theory or if it says killing everybody of a fucking people, a fucking race of people. Ukraine, Israeli, Palestine conflict. This is your people's voice talking to you now, people. Send them lots of money. They need more Porsches so they can drive around and think and look down at you at how stupid you fucking are. 5G technology, fucking deadly. Was proved deadly back in the fucking 70s. The documentation is there. It's deadly to humans, and it's by God here right now. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never resisted people's voice, you fucking shills. COVID-19 never existed. It was a black op fucking program to get that death shot in you. Are they telling you don't got to take the death shot that you get to be one of the survivors? Well, there's fucking 9 million people in it, probably 10 by now. Billion people in this country. You think you're going to make the grade? But I have a Porsche. I have sheepskin seats. I mean, come on, guys. I'm one of you. Fuck, you don't even know. You have a goddamn military goddamn airplane to haul your fucking car around in, buddy? I do. The war in Ukraine, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, 5G COVID. It's simple, he added. There is global cabal. They do all of it. Yes, they fucking do. He warned these cries are often blamed on the Jews and the Freemasons. Who in the fuck you think the goddamn international corporate mafia is? Who are their fucking foot troops? It creates the utopian fantasy if we only get rid of the small cabal, we solve all the problems of the world's salvation, he pointed out. Let's give it a try. What do we got to fucking lose at this point in the game? How about we get rid of these fuckers and we live by the fucking law and see how that works out for us? See, these son of a bitches are trying to lead you down the garden path, man. Don't even think they're not. So it's simple. It's attractive. And there's no, and that's why so many people believe it. What do you believe, people's voice? You got a fucking opinion? Or are you trying to fucking sway other people's fucking mind with your, you are twisting. You are like attorneys. You are fucking twisting this fucking information to put out the thought, well, no. Harari then compared the belief of a sinister global cabal to Nazism, claiming that the Nazis also believed that a cabal was trying to control the world. The basic Nazi idea was that Jews controlled the world. They do! Get it through your fucking head, everybody else has. He continued, get rid of the Jews and you solve the world's problem. The Jews and the fucking goddamn Judeo-Christians, everybody who's been sucking their fucking ass, everybody that's taking payoffs from them fucking bastards, every one of them, get them. Kill them, every fucking one of them. You watch what a wonderful world you get to fucking live in. All your fucking wealth comes back. You take it back from the fucking Jews that stole it. And you bring your fucking wealth back to this country and you fucking throw everybody out of here that doesn't belong here. And you have a fucking, the best country on planet Earth. And you would be the wealthiest people on the fucking planet. And you, I mean, we'd have a 100-year vacation coming from 100 years of working to support a fucking goddamn organization that was stealing our fucking wealth. Because we were too stupid to know the Bill of Rights. The Bill of fucking Rights. It's not a complicated document. You're talking goddamn 10 articles on one fucking page. If you can read, if you can take any situation and look at it and then read, you'll find the violations are there. That's supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, the highest law and only fucking law in this fucking land, ratified by the representatives of the people. And that's the goddamn truth. And there's nothing these pricks can do to change it. What else we got here? These prices for groceries are crazy. Almost everything is easily up 30 to 50% compared to 3 years ago. And yes, by God, it is. When you go into a goddamn dollar store and get sticker shock, it's fucking bad, okay? People of Spain are out protesting against socialism for the 55th day in a row. Okay, what's your fucking answer? Democratic mayors of New York, Chicago, Denver plead for help as migrant storm worsens. Now, these son of bitches, they're crying all over the place. Abbott's sending the buses up there. They're overwhelming them. But it would be okay. They would take them. But you should be sending fucking more money from the fucking people. You take some more money out of the fucking paychecks of the American nationals and bring that money over here to us. And then it'll be all right for our sanctuary city. We need fucking the money. If you're going to send them here, we need the fucking money. We will give them sanctuary. We'll give them what the fucking people here own. We'll throw old folks out of the fucking old folks home and turn it over to them. We'll give them fucking goddamn hotels and they can just push back and say that we've got this. It belongs to us. I mean, what's it going to take, people? The initial happening now, a caravan is headed to the U.S. border and could be the largest ever at over 15,000 people. The migrants, they're not fucking migrants. They're illegal fucking aliens. This is a goddamn invasion of our country. But I mean, just here you are again. Why aren't you guys, you're supposed to be alternate. You're supposed to be fucking, you're supposed to be telling the fucking truth, not fucking leading people into fucking, well, accepting getting their old programming back. It just feels better when you say migrants' rights rather than illegal immigrant invasion. Set on taking everything you fucking own, including the lint in your fucking pockets, taking your children's goddamn future away from them, wiping out your goddamn seed from this fucking planet. Yeah, it's a lot easier to say migrants, the migrants' rights leader heading the group has said they won't stop until they reach the United States. Well, why should they? There's no one there to stop them. And if we sent someone, it'd be fucking, it would be Abbott's goddamn National Guard, and it would be the fucking Border Patrol that we pay the wages of, pay the fucking goddamn health care of, pay the retirements of, that would be pointing M16s at you telling you can't stop them because they got the right to steal your, come in and invade your fucking, they're invading. Look at this guy, go over there and look at this shit, man. This is an invasion force. And you play it and you see fighting age men, they're really sticking their fucking chests out. I told you guys this a long time ago. You remember they were talking about, they're just coming here because they want a better life. They just want a better life. There's enough of them now. You look at the, watch this, go ahead and watch this goddamn video. And they're coming looking tough, like they're going to walk up to you and fight. You know, these little 4 foot nothing motherfuckers. I'll just aim lower. But the bottom line here is now they're getting fucking tough with you. I mean, they're coming into the cities and they're, and they, you can see them gangs on the corners and shit. Where, you know, where if you pulled over, you weren't going to have no room. You better get out with a goddamn semi-automatic and fucking kill every goddamn one of them, because they'll be trying to kill you. They're attacking people. They're raping people. They're raping little girls. It don't fucking matter. Don't, you can't say, our government failed us. No, our government didn't fail us. This ain't never been our fucking government. That's, you have failed yourself by being ignorant. And then when you do find out that you have fucking the right to fucking protect yourself from these motherfuckers, the right to enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 1579, when you finally figure that out, then you piss your fucking pants because you see it's real and say, I could get hurt doing that. Yeah, by God, he could. He could get killed. Next one, coming soon to a sanctuary city near you, and it shows this lady and her little daughter trying to get into the guy, their house, and here comes this motherfucking foreign son of a bitch piece of shit. I can't tell you what country he's from. And he comes and he fucking yanks him back. They try to push the door back, and he's fighting him, and fucking mom's fighting like crazy. He grabs a little girl. He almost got away with this lady's little girl. Maybe she's maybe about two. But this miserable son of a bitch just comes up. They're like fucking, they're predators. They're like fucking having wolves. I mean, back in the day, everybody talked about what they want, the poor wolves, we wiped them. You know why people wiped them out? Because the motherfuckers ate people. The tribal people would, when they had their villages and shit, when the wolves would start building up and, you know, we had a little kid come up missing. A wolf had enough nerve to come close enough to our camp to grab it. They'd put all the fucking guys together. And they'd have their fucking goddamn hounds. And they'd go out and they'd kill every motherfucking wolf that they could fucking find in the holes, burn them alive. They didn't care if they were fresh-born fucking pups. They killed them. Why? Because they kill people. It's like I'm going out here to the lava beds and releasing fucking rattlesnakes. I see a rattlesnake, that motherfucker's dead. Count on it. Even General Flynn is now realizing that the IDF stood down for 7 hours on October 7th, false flag operation on the most secure and well-protected border in the world. And this is another it's an InfoWars. You get to see this fat fuck, goddamn Alex Jones come over there. You were talking about people fucking hanging. You're going to hang, fat fuck. We're going to have to build your goddamn scaffold out of goddamn 4x4s, but you're fat. Fucking treasonous Jew ass sucking ass is going to fucking answer to justice, you son of a bitch. Oh, I hope a lot of you people send him. He's got several Ferraris. He's got several homes. He's got gold stashed all over the fucking place. Send him some fucking money. He's doing something for you. He has the solution. Give him more money. Portland sees increase in disease spread by human waste. No fucking shit, man. Let's see here. This is by Darren Dography, it looks like. Dography, the post-millennial. Willamette County is encouraging residents to watch their hygiene after a boost in, it looks like Shigella cases was observed in Old Town Portland. Oh, now they're calling it Old Town Portland. Portland used to be such a nice city. I mean, I hate cities. But if you had to walk through a city, I mean, the lawns were all fucking manicured so nice. And you come by a park and there'd be people out there playing guitars and flutes and shit, you know, and people throwing coins into the thing. And it sounded good, man. It was an experience. It wasn't my cup of tea. I'd rather be out in the fucking mountains. But for a city, Portland was one of the cleanest, nicest fucking cities there was. And they fucking goddamn... What can you say? It wasn't like that fucking 8-10 years ago. How did it get like that? Reverse that and you have the pristine fucking nice city back. They want this fucking shit. They want a third fucking world. They want us to get used to living in a fucking third world, because they have to get us in these 15-minute cities. Because once the people figure out, I mean, for fucking sure, I know we talked about, you know, I put up a fucking comment talking about the bats. I'm trying to tie all this to fucking together, because I guarantee you, in the end, it does tie to fucking together what they're doing and what they're going to do. And fuck, if we took them right now, I'm telling you, you want to survive? We take these fuckers right now and we start enhancedly interrogating their fucking asses, find out exactly what we're up a fucking against, and we might fucking survive. Our children might fucking survive. Our grandchildren, our progeny might fucking survive. If we don't, we're fucked. I shit you not. And you can't just keep sitting around on your ass because this is happening. They're cornered. We got them whipped. Just like having them there and just not jumping in and pounding the fuck out of them. But if you just don't do any fucking thing, they're going to keep spreading their shit. You're not hitting them. You're not stopping them. So that if you don't stop them, they will not fucking stop unless you physically fucking stop them. And there's only one way to do that, and you all know what it fucking is. Anyways, that's enough of this for today. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, look at this new propaganda. That's what we got to do here now. I mean, I used to sit and watch the bylines and fucking get stories like that and tear it up to show that CNN, CNBC, and Fox were just alternates of the fucking mainstream propaganda. Soft fucking shoe in it. Milk fucking toasting it, and even fucking directly contradicting what we know to be fucking fact. They're fucking traitors, and they're driving fucking Porsches while we sit here and fucking like goddamn animals in the jungle. I'll tell you what, you guys, I'll see you tomorrow. That's a word from the trenches.